My program architecture. I would like you to know how I am programming, so maybe you can learn programming and do it too. I have created 3 generations of the same application over the course of 4 weeks. Each is based in the concept of a tiling window manager, instead of dragging windows on your screen, which is pretty childish when you think about it. I split my screen and sometimes panes either vertically or horizontally. My equivalent of window, the pane, is always positioned perfectly with geometric precision. I can have multiple virtual screens of such arrangement, and this takes care of all of my user interface needs. My first application was called Application Framework, and I abandoned it because it was pulling data. To pull data, as in pull a door handle, is to check a value of a variable and then act on it. That is the bad and old way of programming. In this brilliant modern age, you need to have your values pushed at you. That is, you subscribe to one or more variables that you need, and then they will notify you when any one of them changes, so that you can set this up once and forget it. And your user interface, and it is almost always user interface that needs all this extra pampering, is always synchronized with your data. I called the second generation Application Magic. Here, all my values were pushed. And I had good success creating complex applications, however AI would get too creative with the code. I found that the apps were too complicated internally, though they were all rather sound on the surface. They were actually really nice. The third generation is called Application Registry. This is where I largely completed my system architecture and probably most of my programming. It is a registry, meaning the contents are raw packages that must yet be assembled and may depend on one another. For this purpose, I created a package manager command, the only command that is ever used to manage the whole system. My test application is currently the rather impressive bare bones, coming in at about 30 packages, all static hosting friendly, no need for a custom server. To clarify, I do not run Application Registry like the other two programs. I say Package Manager install bare bones, and then enter bare bones directory and say package manager start, which starts the bare bones application. I will soon create kitchen sink, which does require a custom HTTP server and is able to write to the host's disk and call remote AI as a result. My package manager does not version packages. It just simply works beautifully. I can publish new applications or update existing applications that I installed, and then it does create a zip file in the history folder. My most favorite feature is the init, the new package initialization system, as it allows AI to say, package manager, init, pane, or service, or library. It is an initialization and scaffold system that gets the AI started, and it includes a lot of documentation. The end-user applications are still push-based, meaning that they come at you. But I also solved the problem of AI being confusing or too creative. I exposed the internal data model of all my applications as a virtual file system. An actual tree of folders and files that you can browse with the built-in File Explorer. My paints and applications, in about 13 or 12 hours when the AI forgives me, will all be greatly upgraded. For example, my text editor, a sample pane that I use for testing, will have a recent files file that line by line lists all the files that were recently opened. And that simple file is used in creation of the open menu of my text editor. And if I change it through the text editor in another pane, both of the recently opened file menus will reflect those changes automatically. The power of signals. So the data model that seeds the UI lives in the virtual file system. The contents of the file being edited by the text editor before they are saved, they are also positioned somewhere in the virtual file system model. All parts of the running applications are in the virtual file system. And while it is pretty cool that they are all live, the big deal is that I can now glance at the system and see how the AI created my apps, how it structured their data models, by just looking at files and folders. I wrote my application system in web technologies. I think they are particularly powerful today. And I emphasized static hosting so that it is easy to share the apps I create. To do this in an architecturally sound and outstanding way, I created a library of web components with a VFS prefix. The most important one being the VFS repeater that goes over files in a directory in nested ways, and easily converting the model data into user interfaces. And I can mount remote disks from the internet, but those are exotic features and toys. After all, I have a package manager. I can set up real dependencies and spin up real programs real fast. Now here in closing, I need to tell you how I did this successfully, because AI can't read your thoughts yet. I have been programming since I was a child, and I have enjoyed failing, seeing it as a game, and an opportunity to invent a better way at solving something. I did invent many things. You cannot help but to invent many things when you're a programmer. And no, you do not need to program since you're a baby to become a good programmer. It's best not to be a baby programmer. My inventions, however, confuse the AI. Because my mind is small, and my inventions are small, and the practical applications are small, and the testing that I've done in my short life, well, that's small too. It takes too much to explain to the AI what I invented and how it really works, and what my feelings are about it. So to explain to the AI what I need, instead of talking about my inventions, I speak of similar ideas that are more common. Something that the AI understands. I kind of did invent the virtual file system in a way, don't we all? But more dedicated people than me did it a lot better. Their work is refined and well-grounded, So when I am creating my programs, I talk to the AI about the better things. About the file systems that other people worked on. Not my personal version that nobody knows about. And the AI understands that a lot better. There's usually a mountains of documentation and specification and protocols and use cases and all kinds of examples. The AI never gets confused when you think big. In a single paragraph, my advice is this. Don't ask the AI to visualize your data. Ask it to create a tiny, delicate virtual file system and then a proper file explorer so that you can browse it. AI understands the more popular things, and it's a lot better at stitching them or integrating them together. So do not be afraid to think big.